how can I improve recovery time for email on file servers without spending a fortune on remote data replication?
Yeah, that's a growing concern in the industry today, because what we've seen, we've seen data explosion or data growth explosion. We're looking at 50, 60% in a lot of cases and more in other cases of growth on a yearly basis. The file servers are getting huge. Mail servers are becoming just impossible to manage or to restore. And a lot of that is caused by there's a little bit of fear of making an actual decision with respect to the data because of all these compliance issues. We're afraid to delete data now because that may get us in trouble. So we've seen these servers grow to become enormous, yet because we can't restore them. I mean, I've seen instances where a file server took 72 and even more hours to be restored. In some cases, that's completely unacceptable from a recovery time objective perspective. So the first thing that comes to mind is, well, we'll have to replicate all that data and have a standby file server ready to come up should something happen. Well, if that's what you can afford and what you need, that's fine. But if you can't afford to spend that kind of money yet need access to your data, there are other ways today. There's a number of solutions out there that allow you to make your mail servers and your file servers a lot leaner from a data perspective. And I'm talking about archiving solutions here. For example, Enterprise Vault from Symantec, if it's okay to name names, is a fine example of that, where you can actually take some attachments or some actual email messages or some files on a file server and move them to another type of storage, a lower cost storage, or potentially a storage that you will not restore immediately should something happen. So what we're looking at here is an opportunity to reduce the size of your mail server, for example, your information store if you're using Exchange, to reduce it to a size that is easy to back up, easy to restore, and that contains really what you need to access on a daily basis. We rarely go back and look at email that came in 6 months ago unless we really have to. This is not something we work with on a daily basis. Same thing with files on a file server. We've become pack rats when it comes to data, and all you have to do for that is look at your home system, your personal system, and it's not uncommon to see files that have a timestamp of 1998, and you go look at that, and you go, oh, Lord, what was this? So this is very common, and that's what we do. We pack millions of files. So again, same idea. If we don't use a lot of this data, we archive it using one of those solutions to another media, to another type of media. We can send that off-site. We can have it on-site. We can back it up maybe once a month or once a week for that portion of the data. And we only keep on our servers, mail servers, file servers, what we need to do business on a daily basis. And what the beauty about a lot of these solutions is it leaves, it's a little bit like HSM, Hierarchical Storage Management, where it moves the bulk of the data to another location, but it leaves a little pointer in your email program or on your fail server. So from a user perspective, everything is still there. They look at it, they see it, if they click on it, it may take a little longer to come up, but the file, as far as they're concerned, is still there. So you're not hiding that data, really. You're just putting it somewhere else, and you're leaving a bit of a shortcut. That allows your file servers to be much leaner, and same with your mail servers, and of course, it really enhances the recoverability. Now you can back them up in a nightly cycle, and you can restore these servers within a reasonable time frame, which is now becoming more and more difficult for most organizations that have, you know, multi-terabyte file servers. And besides that, what we're starting to see with a lot of overblown file servers and mail servers is we have corruption problems that creep up every now and then. Very difficult to control, and performance problems on our system. So again, another advantage with this here is it leaner, meaner system, really.